Dr. David Cohen, professor of political science, now with us from the University of Akron, and reached out to David because of the situation, obviously, President Biden stepping down from the election, and that means Kamala Harris is in. As of this morning, she received enough delegates for the nomination, and now everyone is wondering about the running mate. And there's a lot of names being bantered around, and Dr. Cohen went to work on this and really put together a nice piece pertaining to the possibilities of the running mates. And David, I'll let you take it from there, the importance of choosing the right running mate.
Well, good morning, Ray. Hope everybody's doing well. It was pretty obvious, even a month ago, that Biden was possibly not going to survive this political election season as a candidate. And so it was pretty obvious also that his vice president, Kamala Harris, was going to probably step into the fray and be kind of the natural successor to that. So Rob Alexander and I, Rob is a political scientist that's going to be at Bowling Green starting in the fall. He and I decided to put together a potential list of running mates. And, I think the first thing that a presidential nominee has to do is ask themselves is this potential person qualified and competent to be president? Oftentimes, nominees forget to do that. But once that potential running mate clears that hurdle, there are all sorts of characteristics that a presidential nominee looks for. And I think one of those is counterbalancing, somebody that kind of offsets some of the qualities that they have, something that a running mate could kind of bring to the table, so to speak, especially when it comes to the Electoral College. And so Rob and I, sat down and looked at the list of it's a pretty deep bench of potential people that could be Harris's number two. But we think it's going to be probably somebody that's a white male, maybe somebody that's viewed more like a moderate on some issues, somebody that can play really well and campaign well in some of the battleground states that are so important in the Electoral College, places like Michigan and Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. And, we came up with a list essentially of about five people, starting with former Representative Tim Ryan. I think everybody, a lot of the people that are listening to this show are familiar with Representative Ryan, who served Ohio for 20 years in the House. Mark Kelly, the senator from Arizona. Andy Beshear, the governor from Kentucky. Governor Roy Cooper from North Carolina. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. And then somebody that not many people have heard of, but the Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. And we think that list of people is probably going to be the list that she is using, and she's probably vetting, the campaign's probably vetting these candidates right now, because you got to make sure that there's nothing in their background that's going to be a huge surprise, that's going to be disqualifying.
With us is Dr. David Cohen from the University of Akron. David, I want to get into some of the personalities that you guys put together with your piece, talking about the possible running mate with Kamala Harris. How much does geography have to do? Like, for example, Roy Cooper, governor of North Carolina, or Josh Shapiro in Pennsylvania, which is a real big swing state. Is that a big, big factor or not?
I think, geography is a huge factor. The political geography is important. And even, Andy Beshear, even though he's a Kentucky governor, he is somebody I think that would be able to campaign in swing states, in some states that are pretty close to Kentucky. I think he would translate well. But I mean, somebody like a Pennsylvania governor, Josh Shapiro, he's super popular in Pennsylvania, and Pennsylvania is probably the most important electoral college state there is in this election. Mark Kelly, I think, besides having an unbelievable resume, Mark Kelly represents the state of Arizona in the U.S. Senate. And I think if Kelly's on the ticket, Arizona is, right back in play. And Arizona is an important battleground state and a state that Joe Biden carried in 2020, and would be really helpful to Democrats if they carried it in 2024.
David, unique when you bring up the name of Tim Ryan, because, of course, the the vice president candidate on the Trump ticket is J.D. Vance. So that would be an interesting scenario where Tim Ryan could be on this ticket. But you're right. Tim Ryan does check a lot of the boxes, doesn't he?
He really does. I think the fact that Ryan and J.D. Vance have already faced each other, that may be a disadvantage because obviously J.D. Vance came out on top in that election. But Ryan checks pretty much all the boxes. The thing that he brings to the table is his popularity among unions and union workers and union leadership. And, you know, he's always been a champion of blue-collar workers, and that is so important in this election. And, you know, Kamala Harris has gotten the endorsement of most of the major unions already in this race. And unions and labor are a really important part of the Democratic constituency in 2024. And Tim Ryan, I think, would be kind of universally hailed as a running mate if she were to pick him by big labor.
Well, this is Dr. David Cohen, professor of political science at the University of Akron. You mentioned the names, and one that stands out to me, and it's getting a lot of chatter, is Josh Shapiro, across the border in Pennsylvania. Everything you read and hear, he is an up-and-comer in their party, very popular in the state of Pennsylvania, which you just mentioned, geography does matter. For those that don't know Shapiro, talk a little bit about him, because he's been mentioned in the big political arena of the future of the party.
Absolutely, and Shapiro is as you said, Ray, he's a very popular governor of a very important state in any presidential election. That's Pennsylvania, because Pennsylvania is not only a swing state, it has a ton of electoral votes. And Shapiro has been on the political scene for a little while now in Pennsylvania. He was in the state legislature. I believe he was attorney general for a couple of terms before winning a seat in the governor, you know, before winning the governor's mansion. And he is very, very popular there. He's also really well-spoken. He's a great campaigner. He's somebody that can motivate people. He also is somebody in the wake of the Trump assassination attempt who was kind of universally praised for his reaction to it and for the quick actions he took on that day. And not only praised by mainstream media, but also even conservative media. And so I think he is just somebody that, is part of that probably, you know, top two or three candidates that are being vetted right now by the Harris campaign, because you know he brings a lot of stature, even though he's younger, into that position.
David, a couple of names that have been really spoken a lot about in the last 48 hours, but didn't make your list, and wanted to give you maybe the reasons why, give you an opportunity. One is Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary, and the other one, Gretchen Whitmer, who's also gaining a lot of notoriety. What about those two?
Yeah, I think Gretchen Whitmer. I think both Gretchen Whitmer and Pete Buttigieg are, you know, political stars for the Democratic Party, and also future stars for the Democratic Party. I personally don't think that the Harris campaign is going to seriously consider either. Because I think they are looking essentially for, a white, male, more centrist person that's going to be the number two person to kind of offset some of the personal characteristics that Kamala Harris has, and that's what a running mate is often there to do, kind of offset, you know, racial, ideological, ethnic, geographic characteristics. They're supposed to bring something else to the table. And I think in Gretchen Whitmer's case, it would be a political gamble. I think it would potentially be a winning political gamble, but I think it would be a political gamble to have two females on the ticket. And I'm not sure that the Harris campaign is willing to roll the dice like that. There's still an awful lot of misogyny in the country, and I think the Harris campaign may think that that may be too risky.
David, let me ask you this as we wrap up our conversation. I want to circle all the way back to Kamala Harris a little bit. You and I haven't talked about her as a candidate. You're very much plugged into the arena, the candidates through many, many years and serving as vice president. And, you know, the vice president's role, yes, you're the next person up, but also more of an ambassador and taking care of house cleaning type of situations. What about Kamala Harris as a potential president? How about her as a candidate? How do you look at her?
Yeah, I think she is someone that if we were having this conversation in 2021, I think a lot of people would have been like, I haven't seen the vice president. She's not doing much. And I think her role in the Biden administration was pretty much limited to ceremonial stuff. But as time went along, I think President Biden got more comfortable with her as a full partner in his administration, and she started getting really important assignments, within that administration. And I think, by the time we got to 2024, she was a full partner. And I think she's really, really improved as a candidate and as a public speaker. You know, in 2020, she ran for president, and she really didn't last all that long. And she ducked out of the race and endorsed President Biden at the beginning of 2020. I think that she has really come into her own. And if you watch a couple of her recent public events, you know, realize that she has, the confidence necessary, and she has the stage presence necessary to be the Democratic nominee. And I think Democrats are really, really enthused about her candidacy, and there's been a record amount of fundraising for her over the last 36 hours, and there's also been an incredible number of people who have online who have volunteered to work on her campaign, and I think it shows that Democrats were just waiting for President Biden to make the decision to bow out of the race and hand the baton to Kamala Harris, and we haven't seen any enthusiasm on the Democratic side until now, and the entire environment surrounding this campaign has completely changed.
Agreed. David, thank you so much for the time, and well put together with a piece you did on the possible choices and the importance of the choice of a running mate. Thanks, David. Always appreciate the time, my friend.
Thank you, Ray. Take care.